Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. As we yield to Him, He will put His words in our mouth. He will give us His wisdom in our heart. And my friend, when that happens, you can rise to the occasion. And it's a wonderful thing to be blessed of the Lord. Now, there are many things that I've talked about. I've talked about how the Lord taught me things over these broadcasts and along the course of my life. And I share how I won victories and victory after victory. Things happened that I had no experience. But because I had received the Word of God on the subject, such as authority, I was able to have 100% success beyond my own mind. I wouldn't have thought that it would be that way, you know. And with the Word of God, when you receive His Word in your heart, you find yourself winning where you would have lost. Or you find yourself laughing where in the same places you used to cry. Now, Jesus said that if you believe and doubt not in your heart, you will have what you say, even to the point of a mountain being removed and cast into the sea. And He literally meant what He said. We do have dominion over the earth. It's biblical. It's scriptural. It's from the beginning. It fits Genesis. Now, if a man can do these things, if he can say these things in his heart, he can have them. Remember, Jesus did some strange things. He walked on water. He spit in his hand and made a mud pie. Basically, made a man a new eye. The blind man received his sight. He did some things that was just off the charts. Now, and when he ascended, he left. Now, he did have a spiritual body, but in his natural body, he did some things that just, you know, they thought they saw a ghost coming. It was Jesus walking on the water. If you have faith, you can do the same thing. But most of us don't have faith to do such things. That's fine. God loves us anyway. His love for us, it's not based on our performance or our abilities or our wisdom or what level of knowledge we've attained. He loves us for us. And when God calls you to the ministry, if He calls you to be an apostle, that doesn't mean that you can do everything. That doesn't mean that you know everything. That doesn't mean that you're going to have skills for every detail. What it means is you've been sanctioned to do a particular thing. And with the anointing, as long as you yield to God, you can do whatever's required. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Now this, my friend, it means that where you can't, God can. And He can enable you to do things that you normally couldn't do. He said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. He paid attention. See, Paul, he could do that because he paid attention to the guidance of God. He paid attention when the Holy Spirit was talking. And he learned how to control his emotion from one extreme to another. And yet receive knowledge and wisdom and guidance from the Holy Spirit to prosper regardless of what was going on. He knew how to be abased. Some people only know how to succeed. And when they're abased, they don't know what to do. They're out of their element. If they've been robbed, they know how to manage money on the top end and make money if they got money. But if they don't have money, they don't know how to go and do the groundwork to get the money to invest and get back up on the top. So in the Great Depression, many people that were living on the top, they were living on the success end in man's eyes, once all that was gone, they didn't know what to do. They killed themselves. And some people don't know how to abound. Now, they can do all the things. They can scrounge. They can survive. They can thrive in survival mode. But they can be very resourceful with how to live on the bottom. You know, they know how to pick leftovers. They know how to make a hut with fragments. But they can't go out there. If somebody gave them money, they don't have the vision for it, and they'll end up right back where they were, because a man can't live beyond his vision. Unless his vision increased, and with that increased biblically, then even if you gave him the money, he's going to end up in the same situation that he was in before, because he don't know how to abound. The wisdom to abound and the wisdom to be abased, you know, to thrive in life even though you've been abased. It takes more than just knowledge. You have to have knowledge, and you have to have emotional stability also. So this is not easy. Abounding is not easy, and if you don't know how to biblically. And being abased is not easy either if you don't know how to biblically. Now, Paul gave us two opposing spectrums to deal with. He know how to abase and he know how to abound. In other words, he said, I can do all things through Christ. That covers everything. If you know how to be abased and you know how to abound, you can thrive in either condition. That's everything. Now, let's say I had faith to believe my God and take him at his word for healing problems, medical conditions. I can believe God to heal the body. That's wonderful. That would look good in man's eyes. He can use his faith to believe God for situations, to get people healed. And many of us do. I'm around it. I see it. I have vision for it. My pastor lays hands on people every week and somebody gets healed. He operates in that healing anointing. And he also gets people healed by his faith. He trained to do this. He listened to Kenneth Hagin talk about, he had a tape or a CD where it's got healing scriptures. I think I had the same one, but pastor trains with it. He listened to that tape, that recording, so he'll be ready for battle. So he'll be ready to have faith when he needs it. And that's what every Christian should do. I train also. I listen to the word that God prescribes, because I don't have to lay hands on people as much as him. But I do, and I do that. But I have to do these recordings, and I train for that. I listen to the word. I hear God out. I hear what he has to say, so I'll be ready to do whatever it is he wants to do. That prepares us to be ready for the battle. Ministry is battle. I'm sorry, it's just battle. We're at war. The world tries to push back. The world system in every way tries to push back. Everything that's not of God is trying to attack what you're doing. And after you've ministered the word, the enemy try to come and get people to doubt it. But we have countermeasures for everything. Now, I pray and ask the Lord to bless the right people to hear, that will walk in his word, and also that they retain it. And I take authority over Satan that would distract them. You know, you have to do these things in ministry. And whenever I go and minister before a crowd, I destroy the strong man first. I get rid of Satan. The Lord taught me to bind the spirit of blindness so people can see. and hear and receive. If they don't receive the word of God, they're not going to do well. Now, Jesus also taught, when he talked about faith, he said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure it will be measured to you. This is in Mark chapter 4, verse 20. I think around verse 20 to 24. Take heed how you hear. The way you measure it, it'll be measured to you. If you measure God's word enough to have little success, you'll have little success. And little success, I'm not ashamed of little success, because it's better than defeat. If you measure God's word in a greater way, you're going to have greater success. Now, and some people will say, well, I don't have skills. I never believe God for any of those things. But God loves you, and you have kingdom rights and privileges. And it doesn't matter what you haven't done yet. If you have faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, which is the smallest herb, becomes the greatest. It's the smallest seed, becomes the greatest herb. If you have faith as small as that, you can get the job done. This is how. You got your emergency and you need help. In an emergency, don't always believe. But believe it. Use the faith you have. And I've had emergencies, and God will bless you with the gift of faith. Where your faith stopped, God, because you, as long as you're in faith in that moment, God will help you have faith for what you need. And he'll do a miracle to get you out of your trouble. See, when I was sliding down the road on the freeway, I cried, Jesus. I didn't have time to pray for everything I needed. I just said, Jesus. I yielded myself in his love. I called his name, Jesus. And he knew I wanted him to help me live. And I called his name the second time, Jesus. And right then I knew that I would live and not be broken up, run over by a car, because I almost was run over by two cars. When I was knocked off the motorcycle, I saw a Firebird coming at me. And then when I stopped sliding, I saw a Cavalier coming at me. I guess it was a Cavalier. It looked like one from the moment I saw it. It's like my mind took a picture. I'll never forget it. But I was thrown out of the way of the second car. The other one missed me. And I wasn't broken up, had no broken bones, just slid some of my skin off, but I was all right. I stood up and checked myself. I never lost consciousness. I had my helmet on. If I had leathers on, I would have been unscathed, but I didn't. The thing is this, though. God loves us. And he has countermeasures. Now, if you believe in God for an ailing loved one, and it looks like they're going to die, you can still get the job done. James said, go get the elders and get them to pray. Those that, you know, people that, anointed people that always do that you see them always get results. That's who you go get. Don't go get an unbelieving pastor. Don't go get an unbelieving preacher. Don't go get unbelieving Christians. Jesus put those kind of people out of the room. Don't go get the kind of people Jesus put out the room. Go get people that are skilled in faith. And they'll pray the prayer of faith, and your loved one will be fine. That's a promise. And if you don't know one, you're still not in trouble. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. And ask him to help you have faith for your loved one. And he'll send the right person, or he'll do a miracle for you. See, God can connect you with people who can believe. And that's who you're going to have to get. They may be somebody you don't even like. They may be somebody that's a stranger. They may not look like they can get the job done. But if the Holy Spirit points you in that direction, that's your answer. Dig in faith and go and get that person to pray for your loved one. God loves us. He can help us out. Another thing, rising to the occasion. If you have faith for the common cold, you can get somebody healed that has a common cold. Or sometimes that's a bigger challenge. If a person has pain in their body, you can pray for them, and you've done that before, and you're used to it, and you have faith for that. Or cancer. Some people believe God, and people are healed from cancer. They have great success healing people of cancer. All right? But then there's a person with a mental problem or Parkinson's disease. That's a big measure to them. It doesn't matter if it's a big measure. How much fight is in you? If you've got the fight, you can still get the job done, even though you don't have the experience or the skill in that area. Ask the Lord to train you and help you have faith for whatever it is. Remember, getting somebody healed is as easy as picking fruit. Now, some people have great success getting people healed of any condition. That's fine. That's good. Some people are anointed for it. That's even better. See, the anointing gives us God's ability to do something. It's way beyond a person. People with healing gifts, they can get people healed because that's what they do. And they're anointed for it. Samson wasn't trained to fight. He was anointed to fight. That's better than somebody that's trained to fight. Let's say that your situation that always nags you is financial problems. You never get but so much, and you manage well, and you only attain so much in life, and not where you're trying to get to. All right, those kind of things you can still rise above, and this is how you do it. Find the word on finances. Study the proverb. Sometimes it takes more than just learning how to make money. In every case, your vision must increase. You have to be able to see yourself in a greater situation. And you have and you can grow emotionally and you can renew your mind. I said before, if a person can't see themselves but with so much, that's all they're going to get. Even if they attain more, they will waste it, they will behave foolishly and lose it. Because if your vision don't increase, even if you get a better job with more money, you spend more money, waste more money, and you get in more debt, and you're back in the same situation again. And the secret is, let your vision increase. The way you handle money, it will increase too. Learning to live with less and save is an art. Some people are good at it. Some people, they need a miracle to do that, because they need more vision. More vision comes from obedience. More vision don't come from the word alone. It comes from obeying the word. More vision, the vision you need, faith is in more vision. Because if you can see yourself doing things, that's another form of faith. Faith, vision is developed faith. But there's a difference between faith and vision. Vision has no foundation, but faith does. Faith is current. Faith is the foundation. Vision, you can just see yourself in a greater situation, because you've experienced faith again and again, and you can see yourself doing things. But you still have to. Vision is no good without faith. That's what I'm trying to say, because faith has your foundation. Everything, heaven is activated by faith, not vision. Vision keeps you in faith. Vision kept vision. Having vision helps you be stable so you can have faith. Vision points your faith in a greater direction. Vision helps your faith not doubt. Say it a better way than that. Vision helps you not doubt your faith. Vision says, oh yes, you can do it. You don't have to surrender. Winston Churchill said, we will never surrender. He had vision where the country had none. He had more vision than anybody, I believe, when he made that heroic statement, we will never surrender. And it encouraged the whole country. And then they had fight, and then they helped win the battle. Vision helps us to operate in great faith. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But those of faith can have faith. We can go forward. We can do the things of God. We can continue. We can do well. We can do wonders. We're not limited. We're unlimited in Christ. And he will take you where you got to be. He will show you the things you got to do. He will help you have great success. You're not alone. Many Christians act like they're alone. When they don't have the immediate success, they stop. But don't do that. Continue forward. God has so much to say. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and bless you and take you forward, help you succeed. That's his will. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord. Yeah.